Now, examples of tacky and cynical money-making or keepsakes to remember an historical visit. I'm talking about the many items of Pope Benedict's memorabilia that are now available, officially and unofficially. Among the official items, a papal visit T-shirt for £18, an electronic flashing candle for £3. I've got it here. Flashes on and off with a red light. Or a baseball cap at £15. Among the unofficial items, the Benedictophone, on which you could record the Pope's words, or the Benny beer, which is brewed in the area that the Pope comes from in Germany. The Christian online magazine Ship of Fools has been keeping a check on some of the more kitsch items of religious paraphernalia, and its editor Simon Jenkins is here. Just describe some of the items that you've seen, officially and unofficially.
Well, we looked at the official gifts first, and we thought they were pretty dull, actually. I mean, there are things like a ceramic plate, which isn't really going to appeal to young people, I don't think. We did like the flashing
candle. This candle in my hand, yeah. I mean, it's quite lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, you turn it on and it sort of flashes away. And it's got a little red flame at the top, and it's, you know, obviously health and safety's come into it and all that. So we liked that, but none of these things have got moving parts or got anything funny about them. So we thought, what would a Catholic family who were going to go to the picnic with the pontiff, you know, what would really help them on their journey? And so we thought, well, they might get dressed up in a I Love My German Shepherd t-shirt, which is currently on sale, or if they were kind of wanting to protest about the Pope, say about women's ordination or gay priests, there's a Pope Nope t-shirt, which comes from the Secular Society.
Pope Nope.
Pope Nope. Yeah. So stand right in the front row where Pope Benedict can see you and proudly show your t-shirt. But also on the way to your picnic, you might have a steering wheel cover, which is also a rosary. You know, obviously, if you're driving a car, you can't fiddle around with rosary beads or you'll have a quick trip to purgatory. So we thought, you know, nice to have the rosary, which has got studs on it, and you can sort of, you know, if you're going to shout out Hail Mary, you'll be doing it for all the right reasons. And then there's the Benedictophone, which we think is the kind of crowning glory of all the kind of unofficial gadgets. And that is a little Head and Shoulders plastic effigy of the Pope, and it's got a record and playback button on it. So you can press record, record your own voice into this thing and then play back. And obviously it's infallible when it comes back, which is a real bonus.
How popular do you think these items will be with the public? Are they selling?
I'm not sure. I mean, we are just reviewing them on our website. We're not selling them ourselves. So we're kind of satirising the whole thing, really. I think some of them would be pretty popular. I mean, so obviously the Benedictophone, for example, is very much a tongue-in-cheek product, and the church would never sponsor anything like that. But I think it probably will be dangling from thousands of fridges, you know, this month.
And of course, there will be people who'd be quite upset by this sort of... I mean, sorry to be serious at this point, but saying that this is profiteering and that this is just contributing more to a vast multinational business that is the Roman Catholic Church. And that it's tasteless, ordinary people being fleeced in the name of religion.
Well, of course...
They're just some of the comments, actually, that have come in on our website.
Well, yes, OK. Well, obviously, the official products, I can't answer to that. I'm not a spokesperson for the Catholic Church. But on the unofficial side, these are just a lot of fun. And I think that's great for faith. I think faith needs to be self-critical. And so, you know, it's important that, well, I think what we're doing, which is sending this kind of thing up, the kind of mixture of faith and commerce... That's what we're all about. We're here to do that kind of critique from within as committed Christians.
And you don't just do this critique during a papal visit, do you? At Christmas time as well?
Yes, we have a feature every Christmas called the 12 Days of Kitchmas, where we sort of gather the best kind of products, you know, from the past year. I mean, obviously this year, the Cliff Richard calendar, where Cliff appears topless, will be, you know, pretty close to the top of the list.
So if you had to choose one official item, what would it be? It would be this candle, would it, do you think?
It's the only thing, I think, which is exciting in any way. And, of course, the lovely thing about that is, you know, that when the Pope comes back on stage for one last encore, you know, at the end of his concert, and the choir bursts forth with a rousing rendition of Hail Holy Queen, and maybe, you know, the Pope jumps down into the mosh pit and gets down with the faithful.
You're getting carried away.
Everyone's going to be waving that candle, you know.
Simon Jenkins, thank you very much.